This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. The Hank Williams biopic, I Saw the Light, opened today to a very limited release. And though the film hasn't seen stellar reviews so far, film producer Mark Abraham is the first person to obtain rights to the Hank Williams catalog in 50 years. Abraham's won the distinction from Sony ATV CEO Troy Tomlinson when it became obvious that the biopic could be to Hank Williams what Ray and Walk the Line were to Ray Charles and Johnny Cash, an opportunity Tomlinson had explicitly been waiting for. And as to who portrays the country legend in I Saw the Light, none other than Thor's brother, Tom Hiddleston.
Night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Is Sammy Hagar ready to make amends with Eddie Van Halen? In the most rock star mentality sense, yes. Hagar told Rolling Stone that towards the end of last year, he had an epiphany about not wanting to take any enemies with him to the grave, a notion he's taken more seriously since losing heroes like David Bowie and Glenn Frey at the beginning of this year. In perfect, or maybe expected, rock star fashion, Hagar has officially said that he's ready to make peace, but will not be the first to reach out. Snoop Dogg fans and nature documentary fans alike, your Planet Earth petition has succeeded. Since debuting a handful of segments on Jimmy Kimmel Live parodying the Planet Earth series, fans took to the internet to petition the segment's transformation into a full series, and 75,000 signatures later, the Dog Father has announced the creation of Planet Snoop. Check out our website for a link to the first episode, Squirrel vs. Snake. She too fly for words, and where I'm at now, I'm too high for birds. More on these and other stories on the front page of KUTX.org. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX. But in the meantime and in between.